FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
This lunchtime we've got a special guest, and this man is all about helping you. And we were just talking about how things have changed over the years. We may touch on that in the next 5, 10, 15 minutes. But we've got Lawrence Keynes in. Is that, that's the correct pronunciation?
It is in. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. And I know
good
you've
to
got
be here.
Good news. If you could, because when I was a lad, or, you know,
not that long ago.
Yeah, my mum used to stay home and look after me.
Yeah.
Things have changed. Yeah. And people have got to go out to work to pay for their huge mortgages and huge rents. So that leaves you a problem. Who's going to look after the kids? And that's basically where you come in. You've offered to look after the kids.
not quite, but we have got a programme. We've got the Holiday Activities and Food programme returning for Christmas this year. And that's going to provide a whole range of enriching activities and kind of food for our young people across the island. We've got a whole number of different providers offering a great range of activities in most towns on the island over the Christmas holidays.
And we're going to find out about that in a while. That must be an absolute godsend to people at the moment, being things are really, really tough.
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, and it's a good opportunity for those young people to get out. They're not cooped up inside. They can kind of see friends, kind of like, and have fun and do activities they might not have had a chance to do before.
So I'm guessing if this is in time for Christmas, you've got to get in quick.
You do, yes. I mean, if you go to the Family Information Hub, the council's recently relaunched service, there's a whole list of different activities that are available under the scheme and all the contact details, when they're going to be run. But what we would say is book early. There are limited places. It is mainly aimed at those kind of children and young people who qualify for free school meals, but there are other places available as well. But please contact the providers directly. All the contact details are on that site, the Family Information Hub site, and they'll be able to either book a place or put you on a waiting list for a place over Christmas.
Is there a time when all this is all sorted out and you've missed the deadline? So,
no, I mean, I would say kind of book early is the main thing I would say, because we do have just we have limited places available. But kind of like there should be opportunities kind of going over the next month in the run up to Christmas. And I think we've got a couple of more providers to come on to the programme as well in the next week or so.
Can we name the providers?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of providers. We've got Aspire Rides, so we've got their kind of Soft Play, Kingdom Play. That's going to be part of the scheme. We've got JG Tennis, again in Ride. They're going to be at St Mary's kind of primary school. We've also got Scallywags Fun Club, and they're going to be at Winchester House in Shanklin. So lots going on. Football Fun Factory are going to be at the Bay Secondary School site, and then also at Medina kind of One Leisure site as well. So most towns have got something going on over Christmas.
That's good. And what sort of age limit are we looking at? What sort of age kids could...
Well, the programme is open for children from kind of reception year up to year 11, so up to 16. Different providers are offering different kind of like activities. Personal Best are offering a teen-based kind of activity programme, and they're going to be doing that at various sites in Ryde and also in Newport as well. So there should be something for everyone. Also, there's some theatre and drama activities delivered by Theatre Education over at Oakfield Primary School as well. So and Island Riding Centre as well are involved in the scheme. So kind of ride opportunities with horses as well, and craft activities there. So plenty going on for different age groups.
Fantastic. So how do people get involved? What do they need to do? They need to pick up the phone? Do they need to go to a website?
Well, first off, go to the website, the Family Information Hub. Just put in Isle of Wight Family Information Hub and have a look on there at the whole list of kind of different providers and the activities they're offering. And for each provider, it will say how you should book a place, whether it's going online onto their website or just giving them a call and just booking that place. What I would say, there's also, if you want to qualify for one of the free places, you need to check that you do qualify. And there's a link to the free school meal checker kind of site, check Point site, available on the Family Information Hub as well. So it gives you all the details there of how you qualify. If you think you might qualify but haven't registered, there's still time. Please register on the Isle of Wight Council's website for free school meals as well.
And is it worth just sort of thinking, because there will be some people that think, oh, I bet we don't qualify for that. Try it. Because if you don't try, you never know.
Totally. There's always kind of various bits of government benefits or support that's available for families under the help of kind of with the cost of living that just are not taken up. And here's a prime example kind of help that's available kind of through kind of just being registered for free school meals with kind of the Isle of Wight Council.
Excellent.
Could
I just say, it's fantastic to hear that all of these things are taking place and there is so much help out there for young people and families, because, you know, sometimes we forget that there are people out there that are doing all these things, and it must be soul-destroying when you hear, oh, there's nothing doing, there's nothing going on. But there is. There's a lot of help out there. Reach out.
The HAF programme, the Holiday Activities and Food programme, we run it every kind of school holidays, funded by the Department for Education. And we have certainly kind of Christmas is probably our smallest program, but Easter, next Easter, and then summer next year, we've got kind of plans for bigger and better programs than we had this year. So there's lots going to be happening in 2024 for the HAF program. So please keep an eye on it. Family Information Hub has all the details. We use that site as our main hub for kind of listing what's coming up and when can we have those activities available.
HAF is not just for Christmas.
It's not. It's for Easter and summer as well. Yeah.
What's next on the agenda? You must have other things that you come in to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, we've got big changes coming up in 2024 for kind of like support for early years childcare. Back in the spring, the government announced that they were expanding the help, kind of which currently is available for some two-year-olds and all 3- and 4-year-olds. And that's now going down to kind of children from 9 months upwards. So from next April, all 2-year-olds of working parents, so the parents have to be in work, will be getting a guarantee or be getting 15 funded hours of childcare with an early years provider. So that's the first stage. Second stage comes next September, when that drops down to 9 months, and then the third stage comes September 2025, when kind of like that goes up to 30 hours for kind of children of working parents from 9 months up to kind of 36 months. All the details are on the government's Childcare Choices website, which is a one-stop shop for all support for kind of children, whether they are in early years, so under 5 years old, or in primary school or secondary school, and what help is available for childcare from the government. So please go on there. And what I would say for any working parent of a child under five, or certainly kind of under three at the moment, go on the Childcare Choices site, register for the newsletter to get the updates, check your kind of like eligibility as well, and then please talk to your local early years childcare provider. That is essential. Talk to them early. Don't leave it to the last moment, because they will have limited places. So please have a chat with them about the possibilities of a place after April next year.
Okay, brilliant. Great advice. Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Ian.
Is there a link on the council website to the government website? Because I'll be honest with you, the council's website, finding stuff for cost of living now, is easy.
It
really
is.
Really simple. That government website, a little bit more tricky to manipulate, you know, where you want to be.
Well, it may be so, but yeah, I mean, kind of on the cost of living site, within the Isle of Wight Council's kind of website, there's all the details and the links through to Childcare
Excellent.
Choices. And Childcare Choices is a dedicated website. With gov.uk, the government's main website, you've got everything and the kitchen sink on there. Childcare Choices is all about childcare. Just what parents need. It
Fantastic.
Is really useful.
Thank you. And there must be more. You must have more.
Well,
there was a list of stuff there that I saw. We haven't covered it all, surely.
Well, I mean, there's kind of all kinds of things happening kind of like in 2024. We've also got kind of like the rollout of the government's kind of wraparound offer of childcare for all primary age kind of children. So that's kind of from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's happening from September next year. But I'll come and talk to you about that early next year once we've got a handle on what's happening and where that program's going. But that's going to be in place, ready for kind of like the autumn term next year. But that will be a great help again. This is all about helping and supporting kind of parents who are out there working hard, kind of with help with their childcare. And that's what we're looking to do with this offer.
Brilliant. Is it fair to say that, you know, people get in a mindset of, I might not be qualifying for it, or I had it last time and I won't get it this time?
Totally. I mean, the kind of, a lot of people expect, because they're in work, there isn't the support out there. What I would say, check childcare choices, because there is loads of bits of support that are available to working parents. For example, tax-free childcare accounts. This is specifically for kind of like working parents. If they are in work, working more than 16 hours a week, then that is an opportunity to get a kind of like a 20% discount on the childcare that they are kind of requiring. If they don't qualify for universal credit, it's another bit of help, and that's for all parents whose income is under £100,000. So I think probably most parents on the island would qualify for potential help through that programme with their childcare.
So we should want people to don't think you might be earning like £22,000 a year and think, oh, I'm all right. I'm not saying that you do, or you might be struggling. That's not for me to say. But if you are on £22,000 and you are thinking, oh, I earn too much, it's worth checking out. So don't even if you're on £40,000 and you've got four kids, there's always an opportunity.
There's an eligibility checker on Childcare Choices. Put your details in there and it will tell you what you will qualify for. It's quick and easy, and it will tell you what help you'll be able to get and where you can get that help as well.
And if you don't try, you're never going to know.
No.
And don't be in that mindset, you had it last time, won't get it this time, because
Absolutely.
That's not the way it works.
No.
And if you don't take up the offer and the money doesn't get taken, where does it go? It just gets wasted, or it gets sent back to central government, possibly.
It does, yes. I mean, every year there are billions of pounds worth of government help for families that are just not taken up. And that's right across the board for working age families, for pensioners, pension credit. We never see as many people taking up that as they should. But certainly for working age kind of like parents, there is still support out there. And with tax-free childcare accounts, which is kind of run by HMRC, they tell us that probably only about 50% of those eligible take it up. So if you're in that other 50%, go on Childcare Choices. Check out your eligibility.
Okay, first port of call, go and check out the HAF programme, go to the council's website, click on cost of living, and then where?
And then it's the Family Information Hub, or just Google Isle of Wight Family Information Hub, and all the details are on that. It's a separate site. But then all the links are on the cost of living pages on the council's website.
Do you know, it's probably the best part of the council website at the moment.
It's really useful. Really useful.
At this time when everyone's struggling, there's an awful lot of people that are struggling, and all I say is the help and support is there. You just got to click on it and go for it.
And they regularly update it. Anything new that island residents are eligible for, it's on there as quick as anything.
Brilliant. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it at the moment, but I'd like to come back and talk more about the wraparound offer
next
year.
Please do. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And HAF again, because we will be running an even bigger and better HAF programme for Easter and summer 2024 as well, Ian.
Not just for Christmas. Thank you for coming and explaining that. And you've got to go back to work now.
I have indeed, Ian. Thank you.